get card from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break, where we encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always,
I'm Chinzia.
And I'm Lydia, a.k.a. Mama Lou. Hi, hi.
Hi, hi. No Sophia today. She is off. But yes, we'll probably see her again next week. So before we get started on today's episode, I just want to give up a little couple of updates that have been happening in the boy band world the last couple of weeks. Jonas Brothers are going full steam ahead with their new album, which I believe is called The Album. So that is coming out on May 12th. We will be reviewing it, as we always do, anytime a new album comes out, and very excited. So they have a few singles out. As of today, when we're recording this, or I think actually yesterday, they have released their music video for Waffle House.
Oh my God.
Which is one of their lead singles off of this album. It's actually very cute. I thought it was cute. I was actually kind of a bit shocked that it wasn't more like corporate-y, like
what I expect Waffle House. With Waffle House employees, they're usually like the fighters of America.
That is true.
Do they reference that at all in the music video?
So essentially what the song is about how they would like obviously do these concerts and stuff as they were growing up. And then afterwards, like, obviously, because they were young and were not allowed in bars, they couldn't go to a bar afterwards. So the only place that's pretty much open 24 hours a day is Waffle House. We've eaten it there before.
Oh, I love Waffle House.
Yes, so.
Smothered, covered, hash browns, best.
Yeah, so for those of you that are Canadian like ourselves here, mostly our hash browns come in like a patty or in like little chunks. Either deep fried or mushed or whatever. But in the States, they actually like shred them.
Yes.
And then they like griddle them and they'll get crispy, like some crispiness on there. You can add like cheese and bacon and stuff like that.
Yeah. Get out of here.
So there's a lot of interesting characters at the Waffle House at like 3 a.m. because our dad, when we used to go to Florida, he would just kind of just keep driving, man, because he wanted to get there as quick as possible. So then we'd be like, we're hungry. And it's like 2 a.m. and nothing's open. Or we had to go to the bathroom or something. So we go, okay, we go to Waffle House. Okay. So I remember one in particular, there was this like weird person with a like leather hat with mirrors on it that was like looking at Rob. And then it was like a whole, it was interesting. So anyway, so essentially it was talking about like this music video was talking about like how they would like talk about things afterwards and work out their problems and things like that. And like stuff would come to blows at the Waffle House sometimes. And headstrong father, I think, and a dedicated mother, I believe is what the lyrics are. Anyways, it's a nice, and it kind of has like a, it starts off like whatever. Then it has this like upbeat kind of, I want to say like an 80s kind of like electronica type vibe to it. I don't know. It's cute. So anyways, I was thinking, oh, are they going to just like go full out like, hey, we're in cahoots with the Waffle House and now we have like the Nick, Kevin and Joe combos. I don't know if that's going to happen in the future or whatever. Or I thought it was like going to be them at a Waffle House, like, you know, like slinging the hash browns.
But
it's not. It's them just like leaving events and then they're kind of doing, they do a little bit of choreographed dancing as well, which apparently they don't do a lot of that. I was reading some comments that people had posted. So pretty cool. I'm excited for the new Jonas Brothers album. They've also hinted recently that they will be announcing a tour very soon. So that's hopefully for the summer to promote all that stuff. So gotta love the Joe Bros. Keep on keeping on, guys.
Yeah, you're doing great. No, so. They're great. Yeah.
We do have a bunch of Jonas Brothers episodes. If you want to go back, I cannot tell you the episode numbers, but just look up Jonas Brothers Boy Band Break on YouTube or anywhere you listen to our podcast. We've done the Happiness Begins review. We've done their documentary. We've done a lot of stuff, Joe Bros. So check them out. We love them at our on our podcast. Speaking of other boy bands that we love, Backstreet Boys have kicked off allegedly the last leg of the never-ending DNA tour. So they actually went to Iceland to do their first show of this. And what's interesting is that a lot of like the North American fans that I know are there. So they just like, well, okay, let's go to Iceland. And I was like, okay.
I mean, it's a hop, skip, and a jump away, really.
Honestly, though, because I don't know about everybody else, but our city of Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, please don't stalk us. We have an airport, and they have, it's an international airport, but it is a very small airport.
Yeah.
Like when our friends from Toronto came the one time, they're like, oh, we got to get to the airport super early to go through. I'm like, my friend, we do not. First of all, we only live like 15 minutes away. Second of all, it's just one gate to go through, yeah, to go through security. And then when you like get through that one security line, there's just a big open room,
yeah,
with four doors. There's your four gates. Everyone is in the same room together.
Yeah, pretty much.
Actually, if you are in the Hamilton or anywhere in Ontario, if you want to listen, I'm going to give a plug to my radio station, Bounce 102.9.
Yeah. All right.
We actually have with Swoop 30 trips in 30 days, because our morning show, Sunny and Hayes, are actually celebrating their 30th anniversary together. Ooh. And on the show, which is very rare in radio, because radio, it definitely, like, personalities don't get along. People get fired all the time. They get moved to different places. So it's pretty cool.
Radio formats change.
Impressively, this is only the second format change. So when they started, we were 102.9 K-Light FM, and now we're Bounce 102.9. So yeah, so shout out to Sunny and Hayes. Hope they do well. And yeah, so anyways, if you're here, check out Bounce 102.9's website, and maybe you yourself could also win a trip. Not sponsored by us. So
anyways, I can't win because my
relative. You cannot win because you're a relative. Dang. But you know, our listeners can win.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, anyway, so what was the point of this tangent? Oh,
we're talking about how it's the last leg of the
Yes. So sorry. So they've launched a new airline out of Hamilton. I believe it's called Play, and it offers cheap trips to Europe, but you're going through Iceland, and there's like a stopover there. Like, that's where it is. So I feel like Iceland has now been like, hello, all different airlines. Let's get people to come here and bring tourism.
Yeah,
and it's actually like really cool there. Like, cause so the Backstreet Boys were there. Howie went first with like their management team. So Jen,
is that who that was? I'm like, is like, who are these people? Like, is this
okay? So they went with Jen, who is like their manager, like the road manager. He went with Justin, who's his photographer. Tyranny is the she does wardrobe. I think her and Justin may be dating. I'm not 100% sure. And then Eddie, who runs the fan club. So Howie's friends with all of them. So they were just kind of like going around like, oh, hey, here's a hot dog cart. Let's go get Howie. Like, it was just
that's cute.
Funny okay. shit. And then Howie does this thing called Howie Eats. Cause when he goes to new countries, he wants to experience the country and try their food, which is kudos to him. Like, good for him.
Yeah.
Where he's like, the other guys would be like, man, we're just going to get McDonald's. And he's like, we're in fucking Europe. We're not going to McDonald's. Let's go get Spanish food. Let's go get whatever. Right. So Howie likes to immerse himself in these foods.
Makes sense.
Kudos to him. I also like to try new things, but there's like a limit of the type of things I will try. Mm, like certain meats and things I will not be like, no.
Yeah.
I think I accidentally ate moose or deer in Quebec, and I was like, at a Nick event, and I was like, whoa.
Ah.
Anyway, so I'm not a meatitarian. Our dad cooks a bunch of weird shit, and I feel like that has always stopped me from eating a lot.
Totally fair.
Yes, because, and then he lies about what he brings home, and I'm like, I don't know what animal this is, so I'm just going to, like, stick to my plain stuff. But, anyways, Howie also does these events called Howie Eats. So he doesn't do it all the time, but he'll do it where he's, like, kind of like how Nick does he did Cords and Coffee and Nick's Lunch and things like that, where you, like, meet up. So Howie will meet up with you. You guys you get a cheers. You get to eat the food together. He'll go to your table and take pictures, and you get a professional picture. It's like, so that's a really fun, like, add-on event. And if you cannot afford a regular Backstreet Boys meet and greet, doing their solo events, first of all, are cheaper, and you get a lot more time, and you get better bang for your buck, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, in the olden days, the Backstreet Boys meet and greets used to be like, okay, you get a sound check, and then this. And one year they would take you on a tour backstage, and they would do all this sort of stuff. Now it's pretty much you get a 30-second picture, and you're not allowed to touch them or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
great. Like, unlike New Kids, where you have to have 10 people in a picture, the Backstreet Boys do one person. So but these type of special events are like a really fun way to actually interact with the artist and talk to them and like ask them stupid questions and stuff. So So he went early to Iceland. He started doing all these things. Then I guess AJ came next. But I guess Howie says, hey, boys and girls, a lot. So now AJ is like, hey, boys and girls, how's it going, boys and girls?
Oh.
Boys and girls, hey, boys and girls. And he's just like fucking like reaming on Howie. Shit. So like today, they were both live and then both saying, hey, boys and girls, and then like showed each other. And it was like, it was ridiculous.
Oh, so
they're actually on their way to Egypt right now.
Oh, wow.
So they all have that. So yeah, so they have a lot of, it's like a lot of like cool countries that they either haven't been to or don't visit often. So that's the very last leg of this DNA world tour.
We'll see.
Allegedly.
And then, I feel like Elon's going to bring them up to space and they're going to do like an international space station
like
tour.
Elon, right? Up in space.
Yeah.
So,
it's like moon base tour.
Who knows,
underground
man.
Tour. Like
the
yeah,
space guys... day, the International Space Station. Who knows,
yeah,
right?
So yeah, yeah.
I think Lance Bass would be highly offended if Backstreet went to outer space before he did. But
okay, is he making any effort though?
Now
he's
that
a
he's a
busy.
Dad of twins, he's a little more cautious about that. But
let us say so.
Hopefully, Lance Bass will get to do some space travel before it's no longer existent, before we pollute the outer space and we don't have anything there either.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. Yeah. Cause like when it comes to space stuff, we've been like Elon's been cool, but then he's been really fucking weird with his Twitter stuff. And now there's like, what's it called? The thing that's supposed to take us to Mars, right? He tested it. I think last week it exploded.
Yeah,
there was nobody on it, thank God. But like,
okay.
So it was an explosion that they weren't expecting. So then now the NASA people are like slapping him with red tape and slowing down like
he doesn't
progress.
Work with NASA, right? He does his own thing.
He has contracts with NASA, right? So like, so the International Space Station, they use SpaceX to like do deliveries, right? But for him to actually do the life rocket, I think it's called. Oh my God. It's the one that looks like a giant stainless steel. No, it's not like that. I don't know. It's I can't remember what it's called. But anyways, but it's uses a Falcon Heavy and all that stuff. Anyways, but yeah, so that has exploded. So now he has a lot of stakeholders to answer to. So it kind of sucks because you know you'd think that we are going further, but then actually it's like because of all the red
one
tape,
step
it actually
forward, two steps back.
Pretty much, yeah. So so hopefully he gets on it. But yeah, if he does, I would love the Backstreet Boys to be the first people in space to do a concert. That'd be amazing. I'd love it.
That would be pretty cool, yes, for sure. Okay, so what else? I feel like there's some other boy band. Yeah, keep checking. Oh, yes, sorry. Again, for Toronto area people.
Oh, yes.
This just came up. So this seemed very last minute, and all of a sudden, Niall Horan from One Direction.
The guy behind you?
Yes, sorry.
See that the one he's right there on your shoulder. That's him.
Here.
Yeah.
Is doing some sort of secret show in Toronto. So like all of the radio stations across all of the
Ontario.
Different platforms. So like Chorus, Rogers, Bell, iHeart, we're all doing like giveaways to have this like exclusive meet and greet concert. So
I even
saw
like a Kingston radio station doing it. I'm like Kingston.
Yeah, like everybody was doing it. So I think they do regional contests.
Yeah.
So like Chorus, I think they were only giving away one prize, but promoting it on multiple stations.
Okay.
Which I'm sure we were too. But anyways, because they included a hotel night stay and a meet and greet and stuff. So half of them I couldn't enter because I either worked for the radio station or I used to work for the radio station. And even though it's been 5 years, I'm sure they still won't pick me for that prize. But so we entered anyways. We figured what the heck, we lost. But Energy 108 as Chorus are there. He's doing a free concert. So this secret concert is actually open to the public. So it is happening on Wednesday, May 3rd at 5:45 PM in Toronto at Sugar Beach, which is where Chorus Key is. So that is 25 Dockside Drive. Just look it up. And allegedly it's, I don't know how many songs he's doing. I'm assuming he's probably only going to do like two or three. I don't know. At this current time, we are planning on going. So hopefully I can get off work in time and get there. And if we do go, we 1000% will be videoing it. And we probably won't go live because I feel like when we go live, a lot of the times it gets choppy. So it could, like, especially if there's a lot of people in a certain area all trying to use, like, the internet or whatever. But then we will upload it that night. So check out our YouTube page, youtube.com/boybandbreak, and we will put it up there. So,
And Sugar Beach is really nice if you haven't been. It's actually
very cute. Like, it has these, like, pink umbrellas, and it has, like...
man-made beach.
Yeah, right? So it's, like, right on the water. I don't know. And it's called Sugar Beach because it's beside the sugar factory. So it's like there's a sugar factory. I want to say Red Path. And then there's the chorus building on the other side. And then there's the little beaches in between. So.
Mm-hmm. In like a weird industrial part of Toronto.
It is a bit industrial. Yeah. But also it's very strange because I have no idea what kind of pandemonium is going to happen. Is it going to be like, oh my God, Niall's doing a free concert and like a rush of people, or are people going to be like, it's a Wednesday, I don't know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just have visions of when we went to Walmart to go see the Moffitts back in the day.
Yeah.
And they were wholly unprepared for the amount of people that were coming to this autograph signing. I think like 5,000 people showed up or something.
Yeah, I think so.
And then there was damages of, cause they tried to make like security areas with toilet paper and, laundry detergent, and
that does not hold back teenagers.
So anyways, very curious to see how this is going to go. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be able to be there. And if you do see us there, come and say hi.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Say hi. Well, I can give my autograph, no problem.
I will most likely be wearing my Boy Band Break denim jacket because that's how I roll. So
we have applied to be media. I don't know if we'll hear back. But we reached out to the powers that be, and we'll see.
And, you know, if any of you work in media or for Universal Music and would like to get us some passes, greatly appreciate that. So, you know, okay, cool. Hopefully we will be there. All right. So, anyways, I think that's all for the boy band updates right now. Do we want to get into today's episode?
Yeah. All right. I will take the lead. All right.
Pause. One more. I just wanted to say that if you think that my voice sounds a little bit off today, I do have a bit of a soreness in the throat. Lydia was hosting her burlesque show this week. So I hosted that. And so we had our high school's 50th anniversary, so I was doing a lot of, when there's loud music and you're trying to talk to people over the music, it's like rah, rah, rah. So I apologize. So Lydia will be taking the lead on this episode, and I will try not to annoy you guys with my voice too often.
You're amazing host, by the way. Thank you so much for that. Thanks. Okay, so today's topic, we are going to be talking about a Korean boy band, and this Korean boy band is called 17. So I'm not sure if you guys have heard of 17. We're going to learn all about them today on the podcast. We're going to learn together. I have some articles we're going to share. Can you see that on your screen, Jen? Okay.
I definitely can, yes.
All right. So there are a bunch of like good-looking Korean men around like a steel camper, I guess. And
yes. Around I'm only seeing 13.
Yes. I feel like there is not actually 17. Because I actually have a picture.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, gotcha.
There's some. Hold on.
Okay.
I don't know if you can see. You know what? The article will get into more details. All right, so let us begin. This is from Time Magazine, and this is called Everything You Need to Know About K-Pop Group 17. And this is by Cat Moon, and this was published on July 29th, 2020. So, I mean, it's been some time, but they are still around, so don't worry. We still got some 17 left. All right. They were going full steam ahead in their world tour schedule, fresh off the North American leg of Ode to You, and slated to perform in several more cities across Asia and Europe. But after their concert in Pasay? I don't know. The Philippines, K-pop powerhouse 17 canceled the remaining shows in February and March due to the coronavirus pandemic. Oh, man.
Understandable. Yes, of course.
That was not a good time. Yeah, not a good time in the entertainment industry.
Hindsight is 2020.
Hey, I know, right? Despite the change of plans, the 13-member group...
So it is 13 members. Is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Despite the change in plans, a 13-member group from South Korea still found ways to bring fans together. Left and right, 17's new title track from the latest album, Haeng Garage. Sorry, by the way, if I pronounce things incorrectly, it is not on purpose. I am trying my best. I am not very good with South Korean. I know Japanese stuff, but not South Korean pronunciation. So please, please, please Be kind to me in the comments. Okay, thank you. All right. Hangare.
I butcher words all the time on this podcast, so really.
I know, right? I know. It's sorry, we're guys. Trying, guys. We're trying. Created the perfect opportunity for a quarantine TikTok dance challenge. With an easy-to-learn chorus routine choreographed by main dancer Hoshi and members of Teen Sane, a choreography team 17 works with regularly, and a catchy refrain resonant of the Cupid Shuffle, left and right drew fans from across the world and a large number of K-pop artists to groove along. I'm gonna click this and see if you guys can see it.
That's fun. Did you
I don't actually remember this one. Okay, there's a dog dance.
Left, right.
Oh, this is them?
You sure?
Right.
No, that's not. That doesn't sound like
that. No, that's that Follow the Leader song.
That is, it is. Okay, maybe it's this one. Wait. This is 17. 17 official here. That's cute. Did you see any of it?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
That's pretty cute. Okay, awesome. All right, so let's start. Let's go back to I stopped sharing. Oh no.
You did stop sharing.
Okay, I'll share again. Don't worry. All right, here we go. Okay.
That was cute. Okay, but yes, it was definitely not the left, right, follow the leader.
Wrong one. Yeah. Yeah, definitely wrong one.
Which was back in our day when that came out.
All right, seriously. Yep. All right, so this is Hangare's success did not stop there. The album, whose title is the Korean word for throwing someone into the air in celebration, sold more than 1 million physical copies in its first week, according to the music chart Hantio. BTS is the only other Korean act to have surpassed this number with its first week sales. Hangare now ranks third in all-time weekly album sales in South Korea behind BTS's Map of the Soul 7 and Map of the Soul Persona. 17's path to this milestone, and more broadly, to become one of the top K-pop groups internationally, has been slow and steady rise since the DAX debut in 2015. The 13 members' skill range from songwriting to choreography, in addition to their expertise in singing, rapping, and dancing, hence establishing their strong reputation in the K-pop industry as self-producing idols. That is a big deal.
That's pretty cool. And we love BTS, so... Mm-hmm. But that's huge. Question. I don't know. This is just me putting it out there. So these 13 members, are they the same 13 members the whole time, or is this like a Menudo thing where they switch people in and out?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Probably 13. 13 seems like a lot. You need a giant stage to put 13 people on there.
Yeah.
Visually, true. That would look amazing because obviously the odd numbers are always good because then you have the one person and then
in the middle.
So.
And then you cycle out the middle person so that no one can feel left
holy
out.
Holy crap, that's a lot of members. That is a lot of opinions. That's a lot going on there. Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure. But it's also a good camaraderie too, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like, the K-pop machine is very grueling, right? So it's nice to have that many people to kind of fall back on should someone be ill.
Yeah, for sure. And I know a lot of the boy banders are like, no one else has gone through this experience except us.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like, I don't know if it's a trauma bond or whatever that bonds them together to their bandmates and stuff. I'm going to assume that they all live together as well. I feel like that's how the K-pop people do it.
Yeah. Because even like the esports groups in South Korea, they all like live in a dorm together. So I'm wondering.
Yeah, which I feel like kind of helps bond them. Because I know like Bastion and stuff like that. And when Ashley Parker Ranger from O-Town was on Lance's podcast a few weeks ago, he was saying how, yes, they live together and stuff, but they didn't go through all of the like getting to the famous part together. So it was kind of like, okay, we're together, we're on TV already, now we're famous already, without actually like doing that.
Right.
And getting your personalities and all that stuff. So it'd be interesting to see how this goes. Okay. So
Totes. All right. In May, Big Hit Entertainment, home to BTS, became the largest shareholder of Pledis Entertainment, 17th label. While Pledis is expected to retain its independence, the move has prompted 17's fans to discuss what changes this might bring to the group. Here is a primer on 17, including the background behind the group's name, who's who among the members, and where to start in their music.
Excellent.
Okay. Why are they called 17? Okay, here we go.
Number one question for sure.
Yeah. The number is the sum of 13 members. Three groups, subgroups they break into, and the one team they form when they all come together.
That seems like a lot of math skills.
What? Okay. Three subgroups.
13 members. Okay. So 13 plus three subgroups is 16 plus when they come together, 17. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I was gonna do a divide. Okay, so yeah.
Okay, interesting. Subgroups. I wonder if each subgroup has their own name or anything.
Well, here it is.
What an excellent follow-up question, Time Magazine.
What are the subgroups in 17? In a group of this size, showcasing individual skill becomes challenging. Figured, right?
Makes sense for sure.
Yeah, as most 3 to 4 minute songs are divided amongst 13 members. 17 subgroup system helps solve this problem. The hip hop unit, which is S Coop, yeah, that's smart. Won Woo, Ming Yu, and Vernon. Sorry, I'm thinking like Uncle Vernon, from Harry Potter.
Dursley, Vernon the dad, the uncle of Harry Potter. I don't think that's him.
Right. Just not definitely not him. Okay, then we have a vocal unit with Woozy, Jonghan, Joshua, DK, and Suing Kwang. And the performance unit, which is Hoshi, Jin, V8, and Dino. Specialized.
Do they mean performance like dancing? Or?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, sorry.
All of your questions will be answered.
All right, I'm gonna do a chin. I'm gonna put myself on mute for a second.
They specialize in rapping, singing, and dancing, respectively. So when it says respectively, they mean up here. Hip hop unit does rapping. Performance unit does singing. And
the vocal unit does singing, buddy. Performance unit performs.
I thought you were going on mute.
I was, sorry.
On most albums 2015, the members record songs in these units in addition to recording as a whole group. Different combinations of the artists are regularly formed, including a leaders unit. Featuring the leaders of the three subgroups. Oh, for God's sakes.
Very complicated. It seems like there's a lot happening here.
Wow.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot of leaders and things.
There's a lot of subgroups. And a special unit, BSS, including of the comedic trio of Sun Kwang, DK, and Hoshi. Okay, so there is...
What does BSS stand for? Does it, if you highlight over there, like the bullshit thing? Like, what is this? The comedic trio.
It goes to a 3 minute YouTube video of like just them dancing.
Don't get me wrong, I love the comedians in every boy band.
Yeah, for me, lucky.
My husband Chris.
Yeah, on there top,
Chris Van Sink.
Yeah.
I cannot think of any other comedian-y people at the moment, but yeah. You know what? You do. You need a little bit of that for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel like the Joe Bros, they're all comedy.
So do you think that when they're in their groups, like they harmonize in their groups to get parts? Or
they must, yeah.
Okay.
That's the only thing that really makes sense, right? Because yeah, it is it's so hard to I produce a burlesque show. So I mean, like getting people together on one day is tough. So getting people to actually like come together and like dance and record albums, like that's got to take a lot of time. So they must, that's what these subgroups must be for.
We also used to do fringe festival plays try to get like people together just to friggin' rehearse. All right. Was like pulling teeth.
Yeah.
And our like first one was a disaster. It was fine, but it was definitely like, there was a lot going on there because so-and-so couldn't come. So like in our later fringe years, we ended up in like, we'll either incorporate videos that we have pre-done. So that takes up time. Or we'll incorporate puppets so that we don't have to.
Puppets always show up for work and they don't complain. Puppets are
there. They're ready to go, right?
Exactly.
So it's true. Yeah, for sure. But I'm assuming they all live together. So I assume that and this is their job. So they should all show up. All 13 of the 17.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Let us continue. What makes 17 different from other groups? Okay. There's fuck on it.
The sheer amount of members, but okay. Yeah. Right. Yep.
I know. 17 has promoted itself as a self-producing group since its debut. This does not mean that the members create their material entirely on their own, as they have repeatedly recognized the producers and choreographers for whom they work closely. Nevertheless, it is rare for K-pop groups to be so heavily involved in the direction of every album and performance, especially from inception.
Good for them. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean...
Because I feel like that's kind of the main thing that most boy bands say is that, you know, the record label or whoever has told them they have to do this or that. And sometimes they'll put out things that they don't want to put out because politics and all that jazz.
Yeah. I mean, like, and lots of times, like, record labels can even, like, ruin bands. And we saw what happened with Cyril Joe, right? So, like,
right, for sure. Yeah. So, I mean, because they have their own agendas to push, right?
Yeah. So it's like, oh, this is the type of music that we want to become popular, we're gonna make this your single, and oh my god, you're, you know, everyone hates you. So you know, it's all Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, tomfoolery. Okay. Anyways, let's continue. In the act's first mini album, 2015, 17 Carat, vocalist Woozy contributed to the writing of all five tracks, and Hoshi worked on the choreography for two songs, Shining Diamond and Adore You. Since then, both members have retained leading roles in their respective areas.
Okay. Good for them.
Over the past 5 years, Woozy has co-composed most of 17 songs alongside Pletus in-house producer Bumzu and takes on a directing role in the recording studio. Other members are frequent contributors to the music production, with the four rappers of the hip-hop team writing lyrics for their subunits tracks. By 2017, all members of 17 had writing credits. And while Hoshi has co-choreographed most of 17's title tracks to date, the other three members of the performance team regularly create choreography for their subunit songs and other projects.
Oh, I feel like for the rapping unit, it is important for them to write lyrics themselves, because I feel like that's kind of the whole point of rap, is that you're expressing yourself.
Yeah. And like, it's not street cred when someone else is writing it
for you. Right, exactly. Like, yeah. Mom's spaghetti is on your sweater because you made those lyrics up yourself, Eminem, sure. And you know, whatever, right? Uh-huh. So I feel like, as opposed to other songs where they'll kind of like pitch it to an artist and like Diane Warren writes it or something like that, like, oh, this is, or like Mutt Lange or any of those other people, or that guy that the my God, I can't remember his name. The guy who did Anne Juliet.
I said Max Martin.
Oh, Max Martin. Yes. Sorry. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry.
Okay.
But yeah. So I feel like it's much easier for that as opposed to like a rapping thing, because that's a lot more personal, right? Like, I'm sure it still happens, but I feel like you're connecting with it better.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Cool. Okay. So let's continue. 17 also sets itself apart for being larger than most Korean idol groups. The size creates opportunities for visual storytelling through the act's formation and performances. In the recent release of My My, the artist moves paint the picture of main vocalist Sen-kwan riding on a boat in the splashing sea. In 2017's hit song Don't Wanna Cry, their positioning creates the image of two members walking under street lamps. These scenes would be much more difficult or impossible for smaller groups to execute. Despite its large size, 17 has also earned recognition as one of the most synchronized K-pop acts. The choreography video for Don't Wanna Cry, for instance, shows all members dancing with extreme precision and near perfect timing. I love what, okay, by the way, in the, there's an embedded video here where it's like choreography video, right? So like, I like how like bands do this now, where like they'll show you the behind the scenes of like them.
Oh, that's cool. Because it kind of brings them in on the
thing. Yeah. I first saw this when, like, do you remember Psy, Gangnam Style?
Gangnam Style, yeah.
Yeah, like that, he's the one who kind of made choreography videos like more popular, right? Because like, normally this isn't something that management wants you to see, right? They don't want you to see them in like regular street clothes trying to perfect a dance. They just want you to see the finished product, right? But I like this kind of behind the scenes stuff because it really kind of like humanizes people, right? Because like, these guys make the same mistakes.
Because they're like, right? Oh, they're so amazing, they must come out like this. No, it takes hours and hours. And I feel like that's a lot of things where critics of anti-boy band and K-pop groups and things like, oh, well, Pretty Boy's just dancing. I'm like, you don't understand how many hours they have put in to perfect this dance move. Like, the Lulans were in a friggin' airline hangar sweating their balls off in the middle of Florida in the summer doing this. And not all members are as gifted as the other members.
Yeah.
Like, Lance has said repeatedly that he cannot dance.
Yeah.
I remember in the Backstreet Boys music video for Everybody, and then Brian's like sitting on the ground, like confused at one point while everyone is dancing around him, which I don't think that was supposed to make the final cut, but
no.
It's good. And I feel like stuff like this also helps people that at home want to like, hey, maybe I can learn to dance like so-and-so and you know, whatever. So I think that, remember when we tried to dance in Gina's basement?
Maybe.
Oh my God, I think we were trying to do an NSYNC dance or something, but we're watching it on TV on like VHS probably trying to like do it. But then some of us were doing it the way they were doing, some were doing the mirror image, some were just like walking into each other. It was like a shit show and it was not.
I remember we used to record a lot of comedy in Gina's.
Yes, for sure.
Mamushka and Babushka.
Mamushka. I think that was like, the same day.
You know what, guys? Like, it was a different era where internet was not around back then. It was like,
so you had to make your own entertainment, right?
You really
so.
Did. Yeah, yeah. Wish I could find those old videos.
I know, right? Like, we actually just found a place that will convert our videos to files.
Oh, the VHS to USB?
Yes, the VHS. So if I gotta take a look. We have to have at least some of those videos because they're redonkulous.
They charge like a fortune? Because mom wouldn't talk about it.
She wouldn't tell me the price. She would not tell me the price. But
I think it was like $100. Like, I don't know. Like
maybe per video. I don't know. Because they didn't give her a price because they didn't know. Because another fun fact about VCRs and VHS is that depending on the quality, it could either be between 2 and 6 hours long, or 2 or 4 hours long, the tapes. So
yeah.
Could, like, if you switched it a certain way, it would do this. So all of our trip to our 1989 trip to Italy, where you see I'm a very loudmouth interrupting child, and Lydia is a very cute little, like, dancing around.
Space case.
Adorable. and our brother has his pants up to his nipples for some reason. I don't know.
It was the style
at the time. I don't know. But anyways, those were all around 2 hours long.
Two hours long, and they charged that much? Okay.
They charged a lot. I have the thing. I just don't know how to do it.
Look for the bill.
Yeah, so anyways, nothing to do with this.
Sorry.
Yes. Tangini, back to 17.
Back to 17. Okay, so we're talking about the behind the scenes. Okay, now who are the members of 17? Okay, so this, keeping in mind this article was written in 2020, so 3 years have passed. So this information will be 3 years out of date for when it comes to age. Okay. Time in. Okay. All right, so who are the members of 17? S Coup, full name, Choi Seong Chol, is 24. And the unit is hip hop, and he is the team leader. So it says the leader of both 17 as a whole. Oh, a leader. Okay. Leader
of he would be like the RM of their group.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. All right. The leader of both 17 as a whole and the hip hop unit, S Coup shoulders the most responsibility. His leadership strength lies in his ability to find opportunities for all members to shine, sometimes by stepping back himself. Now that is a good leader. That's the good thing of a leader if you can do that.
Yeah. Because otherwise you're just more of a manager or a boss or something. But when you can like step back and listen to your people, yeah.
Yeah, totally, totally. Yeah. With a stage name that combines S for the letter of his first name, Seong Chol, and Coups for a coup d'etat, S Coups has been dominating presence on stage as he raps and dances. Last November, Pilatus announced that S Coups would take a hiatus due to symptoms of anxiety. This is a big deal when it comes to Korean boy bands. A lot of times they're under such high pressure and such high stress that a lot of them will think dark thoughts and even like self-harm themselves. So that is good that he's taking a hiatus because that can lead to like suicide.
Oh, for sure. And it's good that they allow him to take a hiatus and don't just like
push.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I agree. It says in the recent documentary 17 Hit the Road, which aired in May, he opens up about his experience. The oldest member has since returned, fully participating in the album promotions for Hangaray and posting multiple messages of thanks to Carrots, the name for the group's fans, on the community platform Weavers. All right. So then we have Jung Han, full name Yoon Jung Han, age 24, unit vocal team. The vocalist with an airy voice, Jung Han's verses in 17 songs are often soothing. He's apparently self-aware when it comes to this quality, having starred in the live radio series Glass of Warm Milk on the streaming platform VLive in 2017. When you drink a warm cup of milk and close your eyes, you go to sleep right away, he said in the first show, expressing that he wants to help listeners fall asleep more easily. Jung Han frequently provides.
Okay.
That's sweet.
Is that a good thing or bad?
Well, I mean, like,
nice,
you know,
it's soothing.
Nice. Soothing, yeah.
Honestly, I've been using the Calm app recently, and I used to make fun of my friend who used it all the time, and he would be out like a light, like within like 2 minutes. I'm like, okay, there, buddy, whatever. So I've been doing the sleep stories. Holy crap, man! Like, it's just like, okay, get comfortable, take a deep breath. Blah, blah, blah. And like, I pass out quite easily. I don't know if you've used it yet, Lydia, but I think you should try it.
No, I've been like, I've been very bad when it comes to sleep schedules lately. I've been like on TikTok for till like 4 a.m. yesterday. I was on a sect of TikTok called Butter Talk, and it was just about compound butter, and I just couldn't stop watching. And then like at like 1 or 2 a.m. I like post on my Facebook wall. I'm like, does anyone know where I can get bulk cream? And this one,
I was like, what the heck are you doing? Like, what is going on that you need a mass amount of bulk heavy cream at like 1 a.m. I was like, you okay there, buddy?
Yeah, and I saw the guy that you had a missed video call because like my phone auto declines it, right? If it's like past a certain time.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And I'm like, why is she calling me? And you're like, ma'am, why do you need cream? And I'm just like,
why
do
you
need
a substantial amount of heavy cream?
Well, because this butter is so expensive in our country that I'm like, I'll just make my own. It's fine. But then like I forgot.
And then I sent her the video of, I don't know if anybody else has watched this movie with Pauly Shore called Jury Duty.
Yeah.
Obviously it came out in like the 80s or 90s or whatever. But at the very beginning of the movie, he's trying to like get a job at a strip club and he comes out as
the milkman.
No, I thought it was the milkman, but it's actually the cream machine.
Oh God,
which is even grosser. So he comes out like wearing a milkman outfit and then like is trying to strip, but then his like pants get caught, so he has to get on the ground, take them off. Then he takes these like 2 bottles of milk or cream and like pours it over himself and starts like sliding around the stage and like puts whipped cream on his ass. And then so everyone's like leaving, and then he goes to do the pole, and because he's all covered in this cream, he like falls to the ground and lands on his back. And it's just,
oh my God. Ridiculous.
God. So when you said you were looking for cream, I was like, I don't know what is happening.
What's your next burlesque act? Right, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What do you mean compound? Like, are they just like shaking it in a jar? Are they doing it?
No. Sorry. Compound butter is when
you add the flavors, butter, right?
And you add like different flavors, right? So like this guy, it was like food porn. It was like amazing. It was like a trailer for his channel. And like, he was like episode 1. Garlic butter, episode 2, you know, like, and like, you know, like
honey butter,
all champignon butter, and like, it was all these like butters, right? But they're all like visually very appealing because he had a really hot spoon, right? And like, you know, when you have a hot spoon and like you go into butter and it makes like this little like pillow of butter.
Oh my God, I thought you meant like a sexy spoon. You're like, this really hot spoon. I was like,
no, like temperature, it was hot. So it would like cut into the butter. And then he had this like piece of like crusty bread and he was like spread the butter on the bread. And I'm like, oh my God, what is happening to me? Right? And then, and so I'm like watching. I'm like, welcome to Butter Talk, the butter part of TikTok. And I was like, why am I here? How did I get here? You know,
trying so hard not to get into TikTok because I know I will not leave and I'll end up in a stupid tangent of that. Yeah. But I have to say,
yeah,
it was like, what, you know how charcuterie boards are like these huge things now? Butter boards came out like, what, last year?
Yeah, butter boards now.
I was like, who the fuck's eating a whole board of butter? But then they'd put like the edible flowers on them and the honey and the this.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I would not be against trying this, but I also feel like if you're going to make that, you need to have a lot of people there because that's
what you're like, I ate 4 sticks of butter. Like, it's a little.
So does this man make his own butter or he just makes the compound?
He makes his own butter and then he adds stuff to it, right?
And does he have like a special machine or is he just shaking this jar?
No, you just use a hand mixer. Right? And then he just like, then he cuts in like fresh like lemon peel or lemon zest. You're like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. And I'm just like, what is wrong when my life is spiraling out of control? So
Well, at least you don't need a lot of ingredients to make butter. So maybe and technically we do live near-ish some farms, so maybe some farms have
pasteurization. It's like a mafia. We have like a milk mafia in Canada.
We have a milk mafia.
Okay. Yeah, we do. And okay. America has a milk mafia too. Anyways, long story short, milk is very regulated in our country to the point where like all prices are dictated the same and all this stuff. I forgot. I'm sorry. It was like 1 a.m. I forgot that we had a milk mafia. Anyways, do you remember John Paul Ray?
Yes.
He had to buy, okay, I don't know. Oh man. Okay. John Paul Pay. I just feel like I may have outed him. Anyways.
I can't hear a word you're saying. Are you mumbling under your breath?
Sorry. We had a friend of ours who bought black market milk.
Raw milk?
Yeah, raw milk. And it was Kensington Market. He had to meet the person in the parkade, right? But apparently it was like the best milk he'd ever had in his life. And it was only a one-time thing because like then he got caught by the milk mafia. Not our friend.
What?
So long story short, look, milk is very regulated. I feel like we're uncovering a secret here. Anyways, milk is very regulated in our country. Long story short, I can't get a discount. There is no bulk cream because
it just comes. This is the price that everyone is getting, yes. Right? Because I feel like to even the playing field for all of the dairy farmers that they all come together as one, yes. And this is our price. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Completely unrelated to the K-pop theme. So we're gonna cycle back in here.
But now I would like some butter with bread.
So good. Anyways, Jean-Paul.
Okay, sorry, I'll mute myself.
Okay. Right. Anyways, no, sorry, you're good. Okay. Zhong Hang frequently provides a mischievous comic relief. To the group's variety of shows. That's us. There we go. So provides mischievous comic relief in the group's variety show appearances, creating chaos from any settings from mafia games to mini quadricycle.
What? Did you read ahead?
No, I didn't. Oh my god. Okay. I'm also
very concerned about mafia games are.
It has a YouTube video. Okay, let's click.
Oh my god.
I don't know, but it looks like they're having a lot of fun. Okay, it's not like they're dressed up as mafia. They're just they have earmuffs on and they're like running around laughing.
Okay.
So whatever that is, I think maybe mafia means something different than it does here, which is good. Moving along. Joshua!
There's a video game called Mafia Games.
Maybe
that's what it is.
About Mafia. No, this is like, okay. It's just like, it looks like a mini game. Anyways, let's continue on, shall we?
Sounds good.
Okay, because we are at 46 minutes and we're not even near.
Halfway through the members.
No. Okay. All right, so we have Joshua, full name Hong Jisoo, age 24, unit vocal team. Hailing from Los Angeles, Joshua moved to Korea as a teenager to become an idol.
Interesting. All right.
Good. Yeah.
Good for him. Why not?
Yeah. Although he is one of the group's more soft-spoken personalities, Joshua takes on an unofficial role as a translator and spokesperson, along with fellow Korean-American Vernon, when 17 is in the States. Joshua's gentle voice is highlighted in the group's tracks. He also plays the guitar after being on the musical worship team where he attended church in the U.S. The vocalist carries an air of sophistication. He has introduced himself as 17's gentleman. Ooh. And hosts Wine and Cheese live broadcasts when he makes song recommendations. Ooh, oh, fancy. My God.
Oh, interesting my God. That he plays guitar. Do I feel that? I feel like most K-pop groups, do they play instruments at all or no?
No, not really. So that's pretty awesome that he can do that.
Interesting that he decided to go become an idol. Okay.
I don't know. He sounds super romantic. Okay, me like
yes, all right. Wine and Cheese, baby.
You had me at Wine and Cheese.
He's right. Like, give me the cheese.
Welcome to Wine and Cheese Talk. No! Okay, Jun, full name Wen Junhee, age 24, unit performance team. Born in Guangdong, China, Jun launched his career in the entertainment industry as a child actor. Oh, nice. Lucky. He started multiple TV series and films before joining 17. An animated performer, Jun is nimble with his body and displays a wide array of facial expressions. Oh, I like it.
Like you.
Like me. The singer released his solo single, Can You Sit By My Side, in 2018, and beyond the group's tracks, showcases his delicate voice in covers of Mandarin songs. Most recently, Jun and the group's other Chinese members, The Eight, recorded Mandarin versions of the songs from the soundtrack of the popular Korean drama, The King Eternal Monarch. Okay, perfect. Now we got Hoshi, full name Kwang Song-yong, age 24, unit performance team leader.
The group's main... all 24 so far? I feel like most of them have been. Yeah,
so far, yeah.
Okay.
The group's main choreographer, Hoshi, packs the storytelling into complex dance moves. Beyond his choreography expertise, he's a leader in 17's performances with his explosive energy. His stage name, short for Tiger's Gaze in Korean. Oh, is it really?
Ooh, is that like a sexy tiger gaze, or I'm going to murder you, tiger gaze? I don't know.
Both are pretty sexy. In Korean, is an apt description of the fierce intensity he exudes when performing. But the artist has effectively turned this persona into a meme. He constantly refers to himself as a tiger, wears clothes that features tigers, and poses with hands that imitate a tiger's paws at any chance he gets, promoting his bandmates who repeatedly remind him in jest that he is, in fact, a human.
You know what? That's a good way to stick out when you're in a group of 13. Yeah. Who are you? I'm Tiger Guy.
I know.
Otherwise, it'll bring her.
Don't be Tiger King, guys.
No.
He's in jail.
Is he still in jail?
Forever, yeah.
That's sad.
Sounds like he hired a hitman. So,
yes, but the hitman didn't actually kill anyone.
Not the...
And apparently the husband is alive.
Which husband?
I read somewhere. I don't know if that's true.
Carol Baskin's husband?
I thought I could have sworn I saw that. Okay, you keep going. I'm going to look it up. See if I can find anything.
You research while I keep going. All right, we got Wan Wu, full name Jung Wang Wu, age 24, unit hip hop team. Wang Wu's deep voice rapping is easily recognizable across 17 songs and has delivered a number of the impactful opening and closing parts in recent title tracks. Besides his hobbies as a reader and a gamer, Wan Wu has experience in video editing. He directed 2018 music video for the group's summary track Holiday. In Hit the Road, Wan Wu talks about feeling at home in the group, although he has a more reserved personality. I'm really introverted person naturally, so I always felt I couldn't fit in that well anywhere since I was young, he said. But in 17, I didn't get any of that feeling. What's interesting is the amount of introverts who are entertainers. It's kind of like PewDiePie, who's like one of the biggest YouTubers. He's very much an introverted person. And you wouldn't think so because usually extroverts are the ones who are attention seeking, but right. Introverts like also have that
challenge. Oh, I think Mr. Beast met PewDiePie recently.
They took
picture together.
Yes. Oh, cute. Oh yeah.
Love him. Okay. So apparently Carol Baskin said her husband was alive and that Homeland Security has been in touch, but there is no other proof that he is actually alive. So kind of sounds like she's making it up again. I don't know. But this was
if he's alive, then she wouldn't have been able to get any of the will.
This was apparently in January of this year. This thing came out, so I don't know.
Weird. Okay. All right. Let's continue with Woozy. Yes. Full name Lee Jung Hoon, age 23.
I love his name. Good job, Woozy.
I know it's a cute one. He is the unit vocal team leader. Besides co-composing the majority of 17's tracks, Woozy has written songs for a number of other Korean artists, from girl groups to soloists. With a background in classical music, he plays a range of instruments, including the piano, guitar, drums, and clarinet.
Oh, wow. Good for him.
While behind-the-scenes clips of recording studio sessions highlight Woozy's more serious side, as he diligently fine-tunes every member's part, the many 17 reality shows from across the years show him at ease and frequently bursting into laughter at his bandmate's antics.
That sounds like a good leader to me.
Yeah. DK, full name Lee Seong-min, age 23, unit vocal team. DK, or Do Kyom, is known for his warm and rich voice as one of the group's two main vocalists. Although he once shared doubts about his position on 17's pre-debut reality show, DK has developed into a poised singer and a pillar of the act's vocal performances. Outside of the group's tracks, he often shares song covers that are recorded casually while sitting on the floor and strumming the guitar. In 2019, DK starred in the musical Excalibur, playing the lead role of King Arthur in his first venture into theater acting. He is one of 17's key mood makers with an enthusiastic and goofy character.
Mood makers? That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Then we have Mingwoo, full name Kim Mingwoo, age 23, unit of the hip-hop team. Although Mingwoo's official role in 17 is a rapper, he is more of a Renaissance man. His paintings were once showcased at 17's Cuts, an exhibit celebrating the group's third anniversary. The 6-foot-something member is often carrying a camera and recently directed a music video for the track Snapshoot, which he is credited for every role from producing to stylist. Beyond the arts,
talented.
Mingyu has shown talent as a cook. When the members of 17 became island castaways for one of the group's variety shows, Mingyu deftly mastered tasks from gutting and cleaning a fish to breading and frying a chicken.
I'm sorry, what? There was a castaway island thing that they did on the variety show?
Yeah.
To start watching some Korean, like...
I know, right?
K-pops. That sounds so fun. So, like, they just like, hey, 17, we're just going to put you on this deserted island. And
You
have it, like... It's like Survivor and boy band, and that sounds fun. That sounds cool.
Wasn't there like a book? I feel like there was like a boy band book about that, wasn't there?
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyways, but yeah. Backstreet Boys, take note. All right. We got the 8th, full name, Hugh Minghao, age 22, from performance team. With years of experience in wushu or Chinese martial arts and breakdancing. The eight is not only a lithe dancer, but a specialist in flips and jumps like the butterfly kick. Whoa. Hailing from Liaoning, China, the eight, whose stage name comes from the number resembling the infinity symbol, which when laid sideways, as well as it being a lucky number in Chinese culture, is passionate about art and fashion. His canvas paintings make frequent appearances on 17 social media accounts, and the eight painted the cover art for his two solo singles in Mandarin, Come Dreams Come True and Falling Down, both which he co-composed.
Man, these guys look how good. Talented these guys are, all like covering different things. That's impressive. Real.
Yeah. Then we got Xiong Kang, full name Bu Xiong Kang, age 22, from the unit vocal team. The main vocalist of the group, along with DK, Xiong Kang excels at steady song delivery in live performances. When he is not hitting high notes or competing with fellow members to hit the highest note, Xiong Kang is busy being the group's variety king, a nickname given to those in K-pop groups who have the knack for entertaining the audience. Always ready to poke fun at himself, the artist from Jeju Island has been a cast member of talk shows outside of 17's own series. He was awarded the Rookie Award for Music and Talk in the 2018 MBC Entertainment Awards for his work in two shows. All right, we're almost done. We got Uncle Vernon here. These are the last two, sorry. And then we have something else. Okay, Vernon, full name Hansol Vernon Choi, age 22, from a hip-hop team. Born in New York, Vernon moved to Korea when he was young and is fluent in both English and Korean. The rapper has an extensive list of songwriting credits across 17's discography, participating in crafting the lyrics for multiple tracks, as well as contributing to the song composition, including My My on the latest album. Behind his laid-back nature is a quiet dedication to his craft. Hit the Road shows Vernon after midnight, setting up his recording equipment and rapping in the solitude of his hotel room. Then we have Dino. Full name is Lee Chen, age 22, from Unit Performance Team. Although he is the youngest member of the group, Dino has been one of its boldest members. He does not miss a beat when prompted to dance in unfamiliar settings and confidently busts out moves on the streets. Dino has played an active role in choreographing 17's performance over the years and notably created the six-person dance track for Flower. In 2018, he started Dino's Danceology, a series of routines he choreographs to songs by other artists. A standout video is the video for Jonas Brothers' Sucker, where Dino displays a trove of facial expressions and sharp moves as he dances by the beach.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
Does that have a link?
I don't know. Okay, so Dino is 21. So this article was what, from 2020 or?
Yeah, 2020, yeah.
Okay, so all the members are between 24 and 27. So that's kind of cool.
We're just going to see just a quick, obviously.
I'm a sucker for you. Oh, it's him performing to the thing. Okay.
You and me. We'll change the weather. Yeah. We're feeling heat in the sun.
I love this. Gorgeous.
I've been dancing on the
I can't play it all because we're going to get copyright striked. All right.
Yes.
But gorgeous. Dino looks hot. Okay, let's continue.
I wish there was a picture that had all their names with the.
Don't worry. There is.
Oh, okay. Well, man, I will let you continue on.
Ask and you shall receive. Okay.
Okay.
So we got. Okay. So do we. Yes. We suck.
Yep.
Okay.
That's all of them. So okay. That's all 13 members.
That's all 13 members. Okay. So we're almost done the article, guys. Don't worry. It says here, which variety show helped introduce the group to newcomers? Variety shows are a key way for members of K-pop groups to show parts of their personalities that are often different from their onstage personas. To get started, 17 Project Big Debut Plan is a reality series following the 13 members as they carry out missions in the final days leading up to their debut in 2015.
Missions, interesting.
Okay. We should put this on the list. I'm gonna copy and paste this for the list.
You should check it out.
Oops. Okay, sorry. Okay, I was trying to copy and paste.
Do you want me to do that while you continue to read?
Okay, yeah. Okay, you do that while I continue to read. Okay. So on one fine day, 13 Castaway Boys and One Fine Day in Japan, which aired in 2016 and 2017 respectively, test the members' survival skills as they navigate life on an island in the former and compete assigned quests across Japan in the latter. The ongoing reality series Going 17 is a mix of games, challenges, behind-the-scenes moments, and more edited into weekly episodes released live on YouTube and VLive. On July 2020, episodes of Going 17, modeled after America's Got Talent, member Wonwoo sang two words from Curry, a Korean song released by music duo Norazo in 2010 that has lyrics containing stereotypes about South Asian culture. The song has been played and performed in various Korean variety shows over the years. After fans expressed concerns about the insensitivity of Curry on social media and pointed out that members DK and Vernon also sang lines from the song in a video in April 2020, one singer in Norazo posted an apology for the offense caused by the song. Pleatus responded to Time's request for comment by saying it has no official statement regarding this incident. And then it says, where should I start with their music? 17's title tracks are a good place to begin as they span genres and set different moods. The dance pop number Left and Right has a kind of simple, groovy hook that's prime for TikTok challenge, with melodies that add complexity. While earlier works Adore You and Very Nice are 17 canon, they are fresh and youthful anthems that contrast with the more introspective, emotional releases that have followed, such as Don't Wanna Cry and Thanks. For ballads, try Smile Flower featuring all 13 members, or fan favorites from the vocal unit like Don't Listen in Secret and Habit. For hard-hitting performance-centric tracks with some of 17's most demanding choreography, the dance practice music video of Hit and Getting Closer show the group pushing beyond physical limits. Holy! That's amazing.
That is a lot, man. That's pretty cool. That's actually a really good article, Time Magazine. Thank you so much for breaking all that down for us.
Cat Moon, well done. So I'm going to show you guys really quickly a picture of like what they look like. Okay, so do you see this on your screen?
I do see it, yes.
Okay, so starting from the top left, we have Mingyu is here. We got Jun, S-Coop, Wonwoo, DK, V8, Younghang, Seongkwan, Dino, Joshua, Woozy, Hoshi, and Vernon. They're all very cute.
Very cute. I wonder if they do the thing that BTS does where they randomly change their hair colors and then makes it more confusing to...
Sometimes, yeah. I don't know if you can see this here.
Oh, yeah, I can see that, yeah.
No, that's BTS. That is BTS! No, get out of here! You're not part of this episode. Sorry, BTS. Okay, anyways.
Yeah. I think that one with the blue, Happy Birthday Dallas.
That is...
They're holding blue signs. I think that's the... Oh, no, it doesn't have names.
I don't know.
Okay,
stop making assumptions. Okay, we're gonna close here. You know what? I'll share this tab instead. So this is, if you Google K-pop group 17, this is all their beautiful faces.
Ooh,
gorgeous,
lovely style.
I love how good. They're so like polished. Anyways, long story short. All right, we're at 1 hour. We're just gonna quickly dive into like two more things. So remember when we mentioned how someone was taking a break? We did have some.
I think we just Googled some articles recently to see if anything new had come up with them.
Yeah, and we did see this where like members of 17 continue to share their memories with the late Moonbin, expressing how much they miss him. So Moonbin was from a K-pop group called Astro, who had. Decided to leave the planet indefinitely. I said that Astro is the late member of Moonbin.
Moonbin was part of Astro.
Sorry.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Yes. Am I still cutting out?
No, you're good. You're good.
Okay. So yes, Moonbin was part of Astro, and he killed himself. And a lot of members from 17. We're like going on social media, just expressing like a lengthy
sympathy
and all that stuff, right? So we do have Woozy, who visited Moonbin's Instagram and left a lengthy personal letter. He wrote, "Oh, Binny, hehe, miss you so much. It was only a week ago that you asked me to set aside some time so we could dance together. You said, 'Hong, you're my number one,' and smiled so bright that day that smile is so vivid in my memory still. The world is too cruel, isn't it? Why did a handsome and cool person like you like someone like me so much? All the while, I couldn't express myself in front of you enough. I'm sorry for being so shy. You were the coolest Dongsang to me, so I wouldn't have, I think that's like mentor, a friend. It wouldn't have been great if I was able to return all those good, sincere words that you gave me. I'm ashamed of myself for not being able to express even the smallest feelings. You gave me so much strength. You always gave me the greatest recognition for my music, my dance. You liked my work so much. You always looked forward to what I would make next. I acted like I wasn't fazed by what you said, but little did you know, I was so happy to hear you say that to me. I'm now only fessing up to you, you little runt. I don't know there was ever a Dongsang who liked me as much as you did. And I don't think there was ever be another one like you, which is why I cherish us. And this feeling is growing stronger and stronger. I don't know what to do about that. Some future, the song you just would not stop going on about, the song that you said you needed to listen to officially, no matter what, and that was going to be. I'm going to do what it takes. Even if I have to fight my company, I'll bring it to you on your birthday. The big moment that you brought me on my birthday is already long gone. Yet you never even gave me a chance to get you something for your birthday, you bad boy. I'm so sorry. This is all I can do for you, Young. I love you. I'll cherish you. And I thank you. You will always remain in my heart as the coolest Dongsang who I'm ever grateful for. Let's be happy. I love you, Bina. So it's like, it's all very like, very, you know, heartbreaking.
That's very sweet. But yeah, very heartbreaking. Because you don't know the effect you have on people's lives. And yeah. I feel like more people need to reach out to people and tell them how much they care about them and how much they're important to them and stuff. Because sometimes when you're in a bad state of mind, you don't think anybody cares about you. And you think that you're alone in this world. And
that's true.
That sucks. And you shouldn't feel that way.
Exactly. Sorry, Dongsang means little younger sister or little brother. Sorry.
Okay.
We have here. So then I'm going to share this tab instead. So it says Xiong Huang from K-pop group 17 to not take part in comeback promotions.
Is he the leader? Was that the one that we said was the leader? Who had taken a break before?
I think so. Let me just double check.
Okay.
S-Coup is the leader.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Xiong Huang is, let's see here. Let me just double check. Sorry. One second. Mm-hmm. Xiong Huang is part of vocal team.
Okay.
So, so he's the one who was, he's the rookie of the award and he's the one who pokes fun at himself. Anyways. So this is this gentleman here. So Xiong Huang from the K-pop group 17 will not be participating in some of the group's comeback promotions. The group is currently in the process of promoting their album FML, which in English is just fuck my life, but and maybe it means something else.
Could be Korean. Being the same thing.
Maybe. Could be that. Hello, yeah. This is Palace Entertainment. We want to inform you that 17 member Xiong Huang will not be able to participate in some of 17's 10th mini album FML activities, including the 17th 10th mini album fan FML signing event, as he is currently feeling unwell. We offer our apologies to our fans and ask for your generous understanding. Our company is committed to... Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so he's sick then?
Well, maybe.
Maybe? I don't know.
Let's continue. Our company is committed to providing necessary support and assistance to Xiong Huang during his recovery process. Thank you. This news comes in after the sudden passing of Xiong Huang's close friend and K-pop idol Moonbin on April 19th. The singer posted a heartfelt letter for his friend after his passing. So the article that I just read is in relation to this.
Okay. Yeah. And I think he should take some time off for his own mental health and to deal with the fact that his friend has passed away. So.
Right. Exactly. So it's a lot, right? So like I like covering K-pop groups because, being a boy band is definitely not for the faint of heart, right? Like it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of effort. I feel
a lot of sacrifices.
Yeah. And then on top of that, on top of being like this, also there's mandatory like military requirements that South Koreans have to do. So then a lot of times you kind of like, you work so hard to get to like the pinnacle of your career just to be sent off to the military. Like there's no way out of it. Like even BTS has to do a military service, right? So that adds like another layer of difficulty that you wouldn't normally like in like a North American group, right? Because like,
right, Backstreet Boys just celebrated their 30th anniversary. None of them went off to the military at any point during this.
Exactly, right? So like I gotta like give it to like K-pop bands. Like they are so tough because like not only do they go through the rigorous training, but they also have to do like military training. That you get pulled out of your world to just like go like, hey, go like go be on the front lines or go fix a tank or something like that. Like it's just like two completely different worlds, right? So like you really got to give these guys some credit. So like understandably they need some mental health breaks because of just essentially like just going through
grueling schedules and
absolutely so that 17 so my husband really wanted us to cover it because he's like, they're just so cool, you got to cover them. I'm like, okay, I will. So I'm so glad, thank you Kenny for that suggestion.
And for those that were not watching, it's 17 spelt out, like the word is spelt out, and it's all in capitals if you're trying to find them. Or just look up 17 K-pop, and that should get you where you need to go.
They're all gorgeous, handsome men. I approve, 100%.
Mama Lou approves.
All get right. it. Get into it. All right, guys. Is there anything else you want to say, Chen, before we close off?
No, I think we're good there. So hopefully, fingers crossed, next week will be about our experience at the Nile show, if we end up going.
We end up getting media passes,
One maybe? Direction. So fingers crossed there. Keep an eye out on our YouTube page in case we do end up going. We will post it. And if not, then we will talk about how we didn't go. And we actually have a couple of good ideas of some other episodes we're planning on doing. We just got to do a little more research and watch some things. So hopefully we will have those coming up in the next couple of weeks. But if there's any boy band specifically you'd like us to talk about, or any sort of project they've done in the past that you're like, hey, you've never talked about this or that, let us know. And we would be very happy to chat about it.
And if you have any more Korean boy bands as well, let us know.
Yes,
we're open to all boy bands. No discrimination. All boy bands. We love boy band. All hot men.
Okay, Lydia. Also talented musicians, singers, and dancers. But yes, okay. What was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, we were chatting about this. We're thinking it would be kind of fun sometime maybe to do like a live episode. And then you guys can kind of interact with us and ask us questions and stuff like that. If that's something that you would be interested in seeing, let us know, because then we'll actually like plan it out and we'll give you a date ahead of time so you know like when it's happening and stuff like that. But we thought, we have StreamYard, it has that cool capability that we can like stream on YouTube and Facebook at the same time and like get people's messages and stuff. So if that is something you're interested in the future, we would love to do it. But also, if anyone else is in the area and is looking for a boy bandy concert to go to, the OLG stage in Niagara Falls, Canada is welcoming O-Town. So O-Town's Pop 2K tour will be here. Tickets are already on sale. And yeah, so go check that out. I'm definitely going. Chris from NSYNC will be hosting. For some reason, we also have Smash Mouth. I don't know why. The American Pop 2K people will be getting BB Mac, which I'm super jealous because I really want to see BB Mac. But yeah, it's Pop 2000, or just check out the O-Town's website and they'll tell you all the dates and stuff like that. So fun concert. If you've never been to an O-Town show, they're a lot of fun. And Brad from LFO will be there as well, and other things like that. So
Trevor,
check it out. Yes, Trevor. Lydia loves Trevor, that beautiful man. Yes, so hopefully, yeah, so that's pretty much it. That's all I got, new boy band newsy. But check it out, and definitely we will be reviewing the Jonas Brothers album when it comes out in a couple of weeks. So looking forward to that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Ready, okay, boss? So
I'm good. Thanks for taking a break with us.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening. Bye. Bye.